This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited world's leading aviation companies to invest in India, saying India has emerged as the world's third largest domestic aviation market.
Global aviation ecosystem mein hum na keval ek vishal market hai balki policy leadership, innovation aur inclusive development ke pratik bhi hai. Aaj Bharat global space aviation convergence ka ek ubharta hua leader hai. Aaj Bharat duniya ka teesra sabse bada domestic aviation market hai. Hamari Udaan yojana ki success Indian civil aviation ka ek golden chapter hai.
Addressing the International Air Transport Association's annual general meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said India presents an excellent opportunity for investment for the world's leading aviation companies. He underscored India's investment in world-class airport infrastructure, noting that in 2014, the country had 74 operational airports, which has now expanded to 162. Emphasizing the success of the Udaan scheme and calling it a golden chapter in the Indian civil aviation history, Mr. Modi stated that under this initiative, over 15 million passengers have benefited from affordable air travel. President Draupadi Murmu has appreciated Paraguay for its continued support of India's position on matters of global importance, including at multilateral forums such as the United Nations. Welcoming President Santiago Peña Palacios of Paraguay at Rashtrapati Bhavan, President Murmu said that relations between India and Paraguay have been cordial and friendly. She thanked the government of Paraguay for its firm condemnation of terror and its message of solidarity following the heinous terrorist attack in Pahalgam. She added that the two countries believe in the same principles and values: democracy, human rights, rule of law, freedom of expression, peace, respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and US desire to give preferential market access to each other's businesses. Talking to media persons in Paris, he said that both the countries are working together on the proposed bilateral trade agreement. When asked about an announcement of US President Donald Trump to double tariffs on steel and aluminium to 50%, Mr. Goyal said two countries will continue to work together to resolve all these issues bilaterally. Mr. Goyal is in Paris on an official visit to hold talks with French leaders and business representatives to boost trade and investments. As part of India's continued efforts under Operation Sindoor, 7 all-party delegations of MPs are in different countries, conveying India's firm message of zero tolerance for terrorism in all forms. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor will travel to the US for its last leg of visit. Talking to the media, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor has said that in Washington, they have a series of meetings set up with the entire range of government officials, legislators, senators, congressmen, influential think tanks, media and various committees in the House and the Senate, and some public addresses.
And in Washington, we have meetings set up with the entire range of public opinion in Washington, government officials, legislators, that is senators and congressmen, various committees in the House and the Senate, think tanks who are very influential in Washington, particularly those focusing on foreign policy, media. It's a challenging environment. America is a very crowded media space. It's the world news generator. And for them, therefore, our story may not be top of the mind, but if we can get the attention of those who care about South Asia, those who care about India, those who care about terrorism, we can get our message across.
The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, has postponed the NEET PG 2025 examination, which was earlier scheduled for 15th of this month. Complying with the Supreme Court order, NBEMS has decided to conduct NEET PG 2025 in a single shift. Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to get its new winner as Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings will clash for the title at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.